Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. All right, ladies, so you may be thinking, where is the dating series part two? Well, that is coming next week. I have a special guest that will be joining us this week, Patricia Russell. She is a life coach, a worship leader, a pastor, and a best-selling author. Her goal in life is to live without regrets by speaking to audiences about God's ability to help them be relentless in reaching their God-given goals, but most importantly, becoming more like Him. Patricia, we are so excited to have you join us today.
I'm so glad to be here, Jamie.
Before we get started, I always like to ask my guests just a couple of fun questions so that these ladies can get to know you a little bit better. So The very first question, tell me something fun about yourself that not very many people know.
Not many people know, but the word is starting to get out that I love. I know love is a strong word, but I really like Thai food. I really do. Thai and Malaysian food are two of my favorite foods.
My husband loves Thai food. He loves like the peanut sauce and
all of it. I'm here for all of it.
I love it. All right. So the next question is, what is your favorite song to worship to right now?
I'm going to say Goodness of God comes right to my heart, because every time it gets to the line of all my life, you have been faithful. That just messes me up. All my life, you have been so, so good.
I love it. My daughter, she's 15 and she loves that song. That's one of her very favorite songs.
Yes.
All right. So you shared with me that God had placed a special message on your heart to share with these ladies. So would you mind sharing that message with them right now?
I want every lady that's listening to know that if you're 13, if you're 18, if you're 16, if you're 19, God is not through with you yet. Your life is not over. You're on a life journey. God is consistently covering and protecting you and looking out for you. Your friends will give up. Parents may give up. Those closest to you might give up. But if you remember only one thing today, know that the God who created you on purpose, for purpose, and He's never, ever going to give up on you.
Especially during the teen years, it seems like all of these things that come at you, and oh my goodness, especially, I mean, you guys have had more challenges than I can even say that I even had as a teenager. I mean, with the whole shutdown with COVID and all of these things that you've dealt with that we have not dealt with before. I mean, obviously we're not teenagers. We're not teenagers, but you all are working out of the emotional part of your brain right now. So things seem like they're such a big deal, and they're not. God, He looks at the littlest things about us and just loves us anyway. And so I love this message that you're sharing with these girls, Patricia, because I think these girls need to know more than anything that they really do have a purpose. So would you like to go into that a little bit more about how do they discover their purpose? What does that look like? How do they know they even have a purpose?
So I have a friend that likes to say that purpose is not a destination, it's a journey. And I agree with that wholeheartedly, that you are finding your purpose. I came into relationship with the Lord when I was around 9 years old. But one of the scriptures that really spoke to my heart was Psalm 139. When you read Psalm 139, scripture tells us about how intricately we were created, how every aspect of our being was created with purpose and with intentional design. How do you find your purpose? As you're growing, you're discovering that you have different interests, that there are passions that you have for. Maybe you have a passion for writing, for reading, for designing, for whatever it is. Maybe you have a creative hand or you've got a visual arts expertise. Maybe it's cooking. And as you are exposed to different environments, you're finding that your heart is beating towards that. And the minute when you start finding those interests and those passions, bring those things to the Lord. Talk to God about everything. Tell him, you know, I've got a test tomorrow and I'm really nervous about it. I'm really concerned about it. I'm really scared. You know what that does? It takes the burden from you and it puts it on God. Lean on him for everything. And as you do that, because that's what you do with your friends, that's what you do with your siblings, you communicate with them. And as you're communicating with God, as you're sharing with God, I promise you, he's going to talk back to you. And one of the ways that he talks back to us is in the word. And that's why I wanted you to go to Psalm 139. He's concerned about every aspect of our life. So as you communicate with the Lord, he's going to direct you, give you, help you find purpose. Knowing the purpose that God has placed you on this planet for is going to be your success. Even if it means, and this is not degrading in any way, if it means driving an Uber because you get the opportunity to talk to people and develop your speaking skills, that could be part of his purpose.
I love that. And I love, my pastor always says, you know, we go through seasons because we're gaining a little bit of seasoning from every season. And so I agree with that so much. When I was 18, God spoke to my heart so strongly, and I was a brand new Christian. So that was the first time God ever spoke to my heart like that. But I knew without a shadow of a doubt, it's me working with teens for 18 years, still working in youth ministry. But for 18 years, I have been a volunteer youth leader. We're not youth pastors. We've been youth leaders under our youth pastor for 18 years. What we have learned and what we've grown from that alone is amazing. If it was not for being a part of youth ministry, I would not be where I am today doing the things that I'm doing, because especially when we're faithful, that's when he's able to really do a major work within us, is when we're faithful, right where he has planted us.
That part is so important, Jamie, about being faithful. Now you say 18 years, but throughout those 18 years, you have been able to see the changes in the environments that our youth are exposed to. You've been able to see them go through good times, bad times. It's all about purpose.
So something else that you said I wanted to bring up real quick is, first of all, you said how we're intricately made. Like God has made, he's thought about every single thing about us, like everything down to like the color of our hair, to like the color of our eyes, to like the shape of our fingernails. I mean, down to like every little aspect of us. We are so intricately made, and he did it on purpose. And I think of... Yes, I think of Jeremiah 1:5, where he talks to Jeremiah and he's calling Jeremiah out and he's saying, okay, you were born with a purpose too. And Jeremiah at the time was a teenager. And he says, before you were formed, even in your mother's womb, I knew you and I approved of you as my chosen instrument. And I believe that's in the Amplified Classic version that talks about that. But I set you apart for a purpose is basically what he's telling Jeremiah. And the same thing is true for all of you girls. God has set you apart for a purpose, thought about everything down to maybe you think that you're too quiet or you're too loud or your laugh is too awkward or whatever. God did it all on purpose. I think of, there's a guy that I know and he has the funniest laugh, but it always makes us all laugh even more. And so like, but he has owned that because that's who God created him to be. And so I love that you talk about that, because God has created every single one of us so, I always say uniquely, and I always say unique is not a bad thing. Unique is a good thing.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And you know, Jamie, I just feel like I know somebody might be listening and saying, yeah, right. But you don't understand. I've got 2 feet where one size is bigger than the other. It's so hard for me to find shoes. Or I'm so tall. I'm always the tallest one in my class and I feel awkward. There's nobody else that gets to stand in the middle of that school picture. I can identify to that. I always felt like the oddball. Why do I have to stand in the middle? Why can't I stand at the end? Until there was an opportunity where my height became my power. Somebody needed somebody who was tall enough to reach something. And I realized that if I wasn't there in that particular moment, they would have to find other means to get up there. And you say, yeah, right. So, but I'm tall and I'm lanky and, you know, maybe things aren't developing. You want to look like that person rather than this person. If we can start to, and don't get it twisted, even as adults, there are times that we compare ourselves that, you know, we want our hair or we want to have somebody else's closet. Those are things that, because we're human, the enemy will sow those things into our mind or into our path. And I believe what God really wants us to do is to be grateful for what He has done in our lives. He wants us to replace the complaining and the comparison with gratitude. When we can start to do that, you're going to see things changed in the way you think and then in the way you behave.
So true. I remember thinking back on my life and like, I was just average at everything. I was never great at anything. I got really good grades at school, not because it came naturally, but because I had to study really, really hard.
Oh, I get that.
I mean, I was like, thought that I was average at everything, that I was never really good at anything, and that there was no way that there was a purpose for my life. And I remember doing just that, like starting being thankful for things that God has made me and all the things that He has given me. That was in those moments that I realized that God really gave me a love for learning, and He gave me a love for teaching, but not like in a public school setting or anything like that, but teaching, especially when it comes to His word. I love to study God's word and I love to teach it to teen girls and teach you like how it applies to your life personally, because I've been there. And right. Whenever I really discovered that, that was when I realized I have a purpose also, and it just looks different than everybody else's.
Yes. However long it took you to recognize that, the time is not, I hear teenagers say, it's taking so long. Why was it easier for that person? And again, what's happening is there's a comparison. We got to get off that comparison, because you move at the pace that you do because that's how you move. Doesn't make it wrong, just makes it you.
I'll tell you too, the ones that know their purpose and like maybe it's something very visual like music, they've got a different challenge. Their challenge is not making them the spotlight, but making God the spotlight. Everybody's got their own challenges as they're discovering their purpose, and we're all growing together. And all of our journeys look so completely different.
Different.
And that's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Absolutely.
And then I also love how you talked about leaning on God. And I think that is one of the most important things, as you were saying, you know, God's word, you were saying it doesn't change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. His word never changes. But also, one thing that's really awesome about God's word is John 8:31-32, that as we get into the word, as we study it for ourselves, it makes us free in every area of our life.
As we, again, in that communication, saying, God, I need you. God will never, ever, ever turn His back on someone that says, I need you. He wants that.
So true. And also just know too that no matter what you did, if you've messed up, you can always go to God. And first of all, you're not going to surprise Him. He already knows. But second of all, He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to run to Him and say, you know what? I messed up. And God's like, you know what? I forgive you. When you get the understanding of God and how much He loves you, that will help lead you into your purpose. As we began this whole conversation about, when you understand how much God loves you, and going back to how intricately made you were, when you understand who you are in Christ, that's only then that you will really begin to walk in your purpose.
Absolutely.
It's been such a great conversation. Is there anything else that you would like to share with these girls?
My heart is just welled up. Somebody's going to listen to this today. You're going to need to know that it's going to be okay. I've trusted the Lord since I was a little girl. I'm an only girl amongst three boys, so the boys would go out a lot. My younger brother, I was left home to babysit. And many times I felt like I was ignored or passed over. And I would just like to let you know that if you feel like you're not seen, if you feel like you're not being heard, and if you really do feel like your life has no purpose. Notice I said you feel Feelings are real. Don't dismiss your feelings. But can I encourage you not to make your decisions based on your feelings, but make your decisions based on facts? And the one fact that I want to leave with you is what we've been talking about this whole time, is that your life has purpose, that your life has meaning. And as God said to Jeremiah, to tell the people, his plans are for good. He's got good plans for you. So don't give up. We understand that things might be challenging right now, but I'm a witness that God is faithful and he will not leave you.
Amen. Such a powerful message right there. We are so, so thankful that you joined us this week on this episode, Patricia.
Thanks for having me, Jamie. I'm so glad to be introduced to your audience, and just keep doing the good work. I love you, my sister, and I appreciate you for what you're doing for the Lord and for the impact that you're making on these lives. Thank you so much. Don't give up.
Thank you again. All right, ladies. So in this episode, we talked all about your purpose and how God designed you so specifically and so uniquely, and it is amazing. Now I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to really mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, the door to SOAR is officially closed, but be sure that you are on our email list, because I got some new things coming out for you this week that you are not going to want to miss. All you have to do to get on that email list is go to the Uncommon Teen app. You can download that at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says don't miss a thing. Put in your name, your email address, and that will get you on our list. Or you can go to uncommonteen.com, scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the front page, and you can get signed up there. But you are not going to want to miss what we have coming up. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned, because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.